Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
First show of 2022 with Zigzag.
And Rufus, wow, we made it, we survived.
Thank you to our man right there, Stephen Hawking. Don't know if we're smarter than you. We are definitely less abusive of our lovers than you.
This is true. Well, I mean, compared to everybody else in the universe, we might as well be. I mean, there's nobody who comes close.
I mean, well, didn't he not get in trouble for abusing his wife and his girlfriend?
Yeah, surely it was verbal.
I don't think it was. That's the scary part. I think... if I recall correctly from what we read one time, he was ramming the one lady in the back of the heel with his wheelchair.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding. Okay. Well, maybe
it was kind of a biscuit, but a very smart man nonetheless. I guess when you die, does he get to figure out if all his shit was true or not?
Does
he know that it was?
Well, I don't know because I mean I think according to him. Whenever you die, you're gone. You can't find anything out.
That sucks for him.
Unless he was totally wrong, and now he's like, what the fuck is going on here?
You almost have to hope that he was totally wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some scientists that disagree. I mean, we don't know what consciousness is.
Name one scientist that believes in the afterlife.
Well, there's not a belief in it. There's just we don't fucking know, so I'm not going to put my foot down one way or the other.
Well, yeah, but we don't know about a lot of stuff, and they put their foot down about stuff, right?
Well, yeah, I guess, but usually a scientist won't put their foot down until there's been, like, tested rigorous study, and you can't study anything once you're dead.
Well, with the advances in technology, Rufus, I would hope that soon we can, so we know that life is futile.
I mean, who's to say that you didn't exist before you were born? But once you were born,
what if you made
clean?
Up like a whole thing, right? And we're like, well, we proved that there's actually like some fake computer algorithm or something, right? Because people will believe anything they read on the internet and be like, oh my God, they proved that there's life after death. Do you think that people would start to live more pure lives or not?
Probably not.
I mean, you would have to link it to like goodness in life, right?
Well, this is what I've never understood about the whole afterlife having anything to do with morality. Like, if I knew this wasn't my last shot, why would I give a fuck right now? I'll promise I'll do better next time around.
Right, that's what I mean, but there is no, if we prove that there's life after death, which I think you can do with your computer whiz skills.
Sure.
We'll just say there is no, this is your second chance. That's what you say. You're living your second chance right now.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're, I guess, an atheist or whatever, that's your point of view. You're like, you've only got one shot. You may as well do good things and leave a good memory, because there ain't going to be anything left after that. But if you think there's like a heaven or hell, especially if you think you're going to be saved by saying some magic words, then you're like, well, fuck it. I'll just be a fucking bastard, and then on my deathbed, I'll be saved.
Well, that's the Catholic religion, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't they have last rites in the Catholic religion, and that's what that is?
Yeah, I guess. But isn't that the shtick for all those religions? I mean, you just accept Jesus as your savior, and all your sins are washed away, and you're like, well, fuck, before I do that, let me murder some people.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't even have to do that. You don't even have to go to confession anymore. You just get your last rites on your deathbed, and you're good to go.
Exactly. I guess the problem there is, if you're on your deathbed, you may not be able to make that call.
So did you grow up a Catholic?
No, I didn't grow up as anything.
Well, then how did you end up in St. Edward's?
I didn't grow up as a Catholic, but my aunt...
Your Aunt Charlotte went to St. Edward's.
Right, and that side of the family is pretty Catholic, historically Catholic. I mean, they're not like, you know, they don't do the stuff, but I mean, that's like their lineage, and so they got that tie, I guess.
That's the good thing about St. Ed, is that you can get in just by knowing somebody that went there, apparently.
Yeah, that's the only way I made it into any university.
What other university did you make it into?
None. I'd say that's the only one I made it into, and that's pretty much why. I was a terrible student.
If it makes you feel any better, it was the only one I made it into, too.
That figures. We're cut from the same cloth.
And it's because my dad went there.
There you go.
And you know what? I wasn't a terrible student, but my problem was I went to a private high school that was super hard. And if you didn't apply yourself, you just were like an average student.
Oh.
Right? But if I would have went to a regular high school, I feel like I would have excelled, but I wouldn't change my career path for one thing in the whole fucking universe, Rufus. Not one goddamn thing.
You might not have excelled, and here's why. Because I went to a run-of-the-mill school, public school.
You did not excel.
And I didn't excel, but not because I was dumb, but because it was just so fucking boring and cookie-cutter and nothing was a challenge. I just didn't give two fucks about any of it.
Probably, honestly, the same reason I did not excel at my private school, because I just didn't care. There was classes that interested me, like English, that I got, and business law. I got A's in both those. But the rest of the shit, I just didn't care about. I got an A in gym, probably. Maybe a B.
I did do well in English and band, as you can imagine. And beyond that, I just either skipped or just outright fucking failed.
You skipped school? See, you couldn't skip school at my school. That was an impossibility.
Oh, man, once I had a driver's license, yeah, I skipped a few times.
So where did you do? On the days that you skipped, what did you do?
Literally nothing. I just wasn't in school. I just would, like, go home because my parents worked. I just went home.
Like, are you serious? You would just go home and then do what? Like, then when your parents, when you knew it was getting close to your parents coming home time, drive away and then drive home later?
Or well, no, because
meet your parents home from school.
They always got home after me anyway. I almost got busted once, though, because we were turning our back patio. We were having that converted into a room, which became my room. And I didn't know the time schedule or nothing, so I skipped school and I went home, and the entire fucking work crew, which was my uncle and everybody we knew, was there working on the house, and I just immediately turned around and peeled out and went back to school.
You peeled out? I mean, did you really peel out? Because that would probably draw some unnecessary attention.
Well, it's a dirt road, and I was driving a manual transmission, so I pretty
was
much peeled out everywhere
escort?
I went.
Was it your red Escort?
Oh, no, it was before that.
Pathfinder?
1979 Toyota Corolla.
And you spun it out, huh?
It was a turd on wheels, man.
Front wheel drive?
Fuck if I know. I just know it was a 5-speed stick shift and it was a pain in the ass.
Cassette deck?
Initially, no. I think I might have gotten one at some point, but it didn't have anything. It had like an AM radio.
Sweet, dude. Well, that's what, you know, when I listen to stuff about ZZ Top, that's all they listen to was that radio from across the border, that AM radio from across the border.
The Mexican radio.
Right, exactamundo. Look at us, gelling into the 2022s. What is your hopes and dreams for this year, Rufus? World peace?
No, I'm giving up on that hope.
Nobody wants that.
I don't know. Maybe it's a sad state of affairs. What? What happened?
Cat needs out.
Oh, the cat needs out.
Yeah, different cat. That cat's like, get me out of here. These guys are just fucking too hilarious.
Sorry
about that. So tell me about what your dreams are for this year.
None. I mean, it's just more years come and go. I don't really – I can't remember the last time I had, like, a serious New Year's resolution where it's like, oh, I hope this happens. Because I've been burned so many times.
My resolution is to be more firm at work.
Well, you own the company.
I know, but I'm a very fucking –
pushover.
I'm too soft on people.
You want to be liked.
That is. That's my problem, dude. And you know what? I was watching The Men Who Built America today, or actually it was The Cars That Built America, and there was a whole thing on Henry Ford and how awesome he was. And then one day, he, like, his switch flipped, and he became, like, this super giant asshole megalomaniac.
What happened?
He, like, abused his own kid and all kinds of fucking crazy shit. Fucked over the Dodge brothers. Yeah.
What? Why?
Crazy shit.
Did just the power and money get to his head?
Yes. They're like, man, it was just something. He met a guy who was like a mafia enforcer, right? And made him his right-hand man because this is actually after his switch flipped, but he wanted to fucking like bust unions and shit. So he hired this guy that like had a reputation. You got to watch this, dude. It's fucking insane. But at some point, you almost have to be that asshole, sadly enough. You know what I mean?
When you get deep enough and rich enough, your priorities just have to exist in that world, I guess. This is why I always want to be
poor.
You get
annoyed with people because people will take advantage of you. That's all people do. That's my problem right now. There's a fucking person at work that is making it the most toxic work environment ever, right? And no one is saying anything except for me.
Are they touching people?
They might as well be.
What's the – give me a recap without – you know, don't get anybody in trouble.
No, this, like, chick, this crazy chick who's supposed to be the purchasing agent has, like, put her hands into everything, right?
Okay.
She's a friend of my partner's. So he hired her, and to him, she can't do any wrong. I know.
Problem number one.
Yes, absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Right? And I said no to all that. But, you know, they're like, oh, they're already aboard. And she is a fucking sociopath.
Okay,
right? She walks around destroying things that she doesn't even have any fucking business being part of, like parts of the business that she shouldn't even have any say in. She's like sticking her face in there and fucking shit up.
How much of this do you think has to do with her being not simply just a friend?
Oh,
from
yeah.
This guy's point of view.
I don't think that has not crossed my mind, but of course his wife works there too.
I'm sure she loves it.
So I don't know what is going on. I think that this chick has something on my partner. Like
I bet she does.
Can fuck around or something.
I bet she does. She probably
and
has
you know
a receipt
what?
From Planned Parenthood.
The people that work with me have said that. I mean, it's just insane how much this chick gets away with. Anybody else would be fired.
Well,
I think we're going to have to fire her.
So I guess the way the partnership breaks down, you can't just be like, get the fuck out. It's got to be a meeting and you get a convention.
Here's what's going to happen. In my personal opinion, I'm going to be like, let me the fuck out. Just buy my part out.
Yeah.
Right? Because these people that I work with are fucking bumbling idiot, insane weirdos. I've never met people with less fucking common business sense in the whole entire world.
Are you going to wait till it's at least a major success and then do that? Or are you just the first chance you're going to run?
Every day I would tell my wife, I'm like, I should just ask for my money and fucking be like, okay, it would be enough money for me to like be fine.
How lost would they be?
They would go that place. This is the deal, dude. I would want my money because I know without me, it's sure to fail.
Do they know this or are they so stupid and hung up on themselves?
Dude, I swear that I've said it like three times. and I don't think they want to hear it. But, of course, they don't know. They probably think that if I'm out, it'll be, like, way easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, he's always battling us on fucking common sense things. I mean, they have the worst business sense. This is what was wrong with corporate America. It's just too many wheels or too many people doing too little jobs.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
But it's not because no one is doing anything, right?
Just cooking.
Right. Yes, they're in the kitchen holding all the utensils and stuff, and then they're getting ready to cook, and then they're saying, we can't cook right now. Let's come back in 3 days and have another cooking session in the kitchen, but not cook anything.
There's one guy trying to cook and 10 guys being like, what are you doing? No. Don't do that. I think we need to consult the pot manufacturer before we use that pot.
But the problem is this chick, we have people that will do these jobs that are good at them, and she's messing up with their shit, right? And they're like, what? Why is she even in this department doing anything? I have to have a fucking very serious conversation on Monday with my partner, dude. No lie. He's been out with COVID for the last week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But see, here's the deal. I got three people in the, quote, leadership team who will back me up on this. So I know they think it's – usually they think it's me that has the problem with this chick, but it's everybody.
Now, here's the deal. This is going to reveal a lot. Was she brought in to fill a position, or was a position created for her to be there?
That's what you are, man. You are a master sleuth, my friend.
Get me in on that company.
What
I'll fix it.
What do you think the answer is there?
I'm guessing B.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, yes, the position was offered to her before it was even before it even existed. That's the crazy part.
Okay.
She was the first person hired.
I just lost all audio from you. Can you hear me? There's no words coming out of your mouth, even though it's moving. Now your face is frozen. You're back. You're moving. There's no sound, though. I don't. Get that girl on the phone. Maybe she can fix it.
It's broken.
There you go. You're back.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're frozen. Now I'm...
Okay.
So anyways, so you have... I have no dreams for the new year, obviously. Other than cashing out on this thing and getting on and with Easy Sheet and directly thereafter.
Nice.
And parlaying a couple million dollars into a $100 million fucking political machine like My Pillow Guy.
My Pillow Guy. We'll make My Mattress. That's what we'll make.
All right. So what did Rufus get for Christmas?
Goddamn, what did I get? I already forgot. Can't say that too loud now, can I? But, yeah, I already forgot. Shit. Now I feel bad. I'm looking around to see what it was. I don't know. You tell me what you got, and I'll think about it. I know I got something. Now you're totally frozen and locked up, and nothing's happening. Is the weather taking a turn there? Now you got no sound again. Let me make sure it's not me. I'm going to check my audio here.
There we go.
All right, cool.
Freezing on my computer. You think there's a lot of people video chatting today?
There might be. And I don't know about your area, but weather is shifting pretty bad here, so maybe that's happening all along the Midwest corridor.
Snow here for the first time this year.
Really?
The first time this year, dude, we're getting snow.
You say that like it's weird. Does it normally come sooner?
January, yeah. We usually would have snow. I mean, it snowed here on fucking Halloween before.
Wow. Wow.
But there's no global warmings or anything like that, Rufus.
Well, no, today here the high is 78. Tonight the low is going to be 29, and then tomorrow the high is 44. So there's a fucking shift happening here for sure.
It was 78 today?
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 38 here, maybe.
That is amazing. I can't imagine it being that cold during the day somewhere.
It's super cold coming up, but it's weird. I mean, you know what? It's almost like you have to have a little bit of snow to make it feel like winter. I mean, otherwise, it'll probably be cold here for fucking another 5 months.
Yeah, I agree. Even living in Texas, there's something about the snow that just, it's like icing on the cake. It snowed a shitload last year.
Yeah, I mean, it shut down the whole state. But you never even lost power, did you?
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, we locked the fuck out.
That is so fucking insane.
It's,
you realize how insane?
The sloth is looking down upon me.
That is just insane. That's right. There you go. All hail the American sloth.
Yes. We're the only two alive in the species.
We are. We're the five-toed sloths.
Beautiful.
I mean, fingers are toes, right? Honestly.
They're just long toes on the top of your body, yeah.
I mean, really, they are. They just overgrown toes.
That's how it happens.
Toes, shortened fingers.
I would have to guess that fingers are probably elongated toes.
Yep. I would say that you're right, because if you figure we were on all haunches at one point, right?
Haunches.
But yes. I guess it's after we started to, like, forage in trees and stuff, our fingers probably developed.
We had to grab fruits.
Or did God just make them like that?
Yeah, from day one.
You know what? I had queued up. This makes me so mad I had to restart my computer. I had a perfect part of one of those episodes of that guy, of that other guy's show, queued up to play for you.
What other guys?
That guy that we were listening to during the last show. Was it like, what was it?
Isn't he like a relationship expert or a dating expert or something?
That's what he is, but I need you to do this because I'm afraid that my computer will lock up. Get on the Skype thing. I messaged it to you last time. Let's see if you can find it and open it real quick.
Oh, shit. I can't. You know why? Well, I mean,
why?
Maybe I can. Every time – this fucking irritates me about Skype, honestly. Like, every time we do a show, it counts as a new conversation. It's not like a stream going back in time. So I got to find –
It's only the last episode.
I know, but I didn't even know where to find that. Oh, here we go. Okay. 12:18.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Yeah, he's the guy who has the lion.
What is the name of his thing, though?
Here it is. The King of the Jungle Show.
That's right. Now, can you go to episodes, please?
Okay.
And the very first episode, I think, or name the episode, please. There's a part one and a part two.
Should men date women with kids?
No, there's shows before that.
The Future of Men and Modern Women.
All right, go down lower.
Oh, here we go. Here's a part two. Man king of the jungle, or is the woman king of the jungle?
Now go to part one.
Okay.
Now click play. Oh, I won't be able to hear it.
No. Let me send you the link. You can play it.
I'm afraid that my Skype's going to crash.
It won't. If it does, we'll have to pause it and we'll kick it up again.
All right. Let me find my chat. Where the fuck are the messages? Oh, chat right here. Now, how did you find it from the last chat over there on the sidebar or not?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I gotta look it up.
King of the Jungle.
K-I-N-G-G of the Jungle.
King OG of the Jungle would have been better, probably.
You're right. This is why he needs us on his marketing team.
Dude, got my daughter that saxophone for Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
It's so nuts. Dude. She can, because she plays the bass clarinet.
She got actually, right into it.
She's, like, jamming on it. Like, 5 minutes after getting it, I could hear her playing Careless Whisper in the bedroom.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. I wish you know what? you think that you obviously, you think guitar came easier to you because you played the trumpet or not? Or did you play the guitar first?
No, I played trumpet first, but I really don't think it came easier to me because of that at all, because I still can't read music on guitar.
Now, see, now think if you would have learned to play like the tuba or something like that, it probably would have been more functional, right?
Absolutely. Even a trombone, I could probably pick that out a little better because
right.
of trumpet. Yeah.
I just, because she plays the bass clarinet, which is like kind of like a saxophone, really. You know,
other
she can read music. She can read music, so it's just, when she knows the fingerings, she can automatically do it.
Yeah, she's in good company. But Dave, the drummer, he plays saxophone too.
Does he really?
He started off on sax. Yeah.
Really?
He won awards and shit. Yeah.
No shit.
Oh yeah, letter jacket
Why
every
did
fucking
you
year.
Why have like fucking sax and shit when you were playing that like ska music? Why wasn't you could have been on the horn? He could have been on the fucking sax. Dude, you guys missed a whole opportunity.
I can't play guitar and horn. I'm not
but you
the stopped. Choice.
You used to whistle in our song, so I don't know why you couldn't whistle. Remember when we used to get the horn out and jam it at Roehampton? And I would
Listen,
make blow the horn?
Hypersloth is a much more of a open, creative endeavor than... You know, the other band was. I saw anything goes.
Like a hierarchy of like song, like a direction.
No. But we, you know, we're locked in. We're doing grunge. Boom. You know, ain't no room for sax or whistling. That's for sure.
But, I mean, what in the world? Why? Why be that mediocre, same as everybody else? That's why we're so genius.
Well, I mean, we wanted to do live what we could. If you know, I can't play a trumpet or whistle while playing guitar. Dave can't play drums and sax. We're not the choice.
You know what you're doing? You're making excuses. Don't come to me with excuses. Do a grant and grant and come to me with fucking solutions. Not excuses. Not problems.
Hey, if it was the modern day, we could have had a little computer. We could have had a MacBook up there with loops.
Like one of these?
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's cool. I got an M-Audio keyboard, but it doesn't have all that shit.
I haven't taken it out of the box yet, but I got, let me just say I got guitar centered.
Was that a Christmas present?
No, I just bought it because I decided that I needed it one day when Guitar Center sent me an ad, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. New me, new year.
That's a MIDI thing or like you plug it into a speaker?
I don't know. I don't know, Rufus, to be honest with you.
Wise choice.
Thank you. I shall learn it. Someday. Actually, I'm just collecting them. I know that it's going to go up in value by $1 million, so I'm just going to leave it in its box and put it on a shelf.
I'm sure it is. I'm just like sign it.
Like an old Steinway.
Yeah.
This thing shall age like an old Steinway.
It will. They'll dig it up and be like, oh my God, this was zigzag.
Some Devo reboot band will be like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That's what you should do is buy...
I'm just gonna do this with it. I'm gonna walk around and be like.
I guarantee you.
This is probably the most I'll ever use it. I can tell you that probably right now.
And it's still in the box.
Yes. It's I'm gonna wear out the keyboard on the front of the box.
I challenge you. This is your 2022 challenge for 1 month, just January. Communicate with people only through the keyboard in the box.
I will try that.
Do that. Would you like fries with that?
I work a lot of times when I'm talking to people about serious stuff. They'll get this look on their head like a dog hearing a fucking whistle from far away. They're like,
and you can play the Jeopardy theme. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, right. They're not trying to figure out an answer, dude. I do not work with fucking problem solvers. I work with problem makers.
That's why they hired the girl. She solves the problems, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Right. You're so right. She does. She thinks she does. I don't know. This is like a race to see how many people she can get underneath her.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's not what I, you know. Yeah. Make more sense if it was. But she's megalomaniac, dude. I just never met anybody like these people.
She's holding something over there.
That's why I take myself for you, Rubus, because you are not like these people.
No, of course not. This is why we should be making millions doing this.
No, it's totally fucking ridiculous. Totally insane. So we're going to get it figured out. Either we're going to right the ship or I'm jumping off, dude. I will not fucking tie myself to the mast of a sinking ship.
No, don't do it.
I just won't do it.
You have enough.
Do it because other people are fucking the poorest decision makers I've ever met. You just have never seen anything like it.
Would you say at this point it's a small miracle it's made it this far?
Yes. Yes, you know, but I wouldn't say it's a small miracle. I would say that I have been taping it together with fucking great tape the whole way, dude. I hate to say that. I do spend my days repairing damage that other people do to the fucking business on a fucking daily basis.
Oh, no. That's sad.
I wish I was joking. Even the people I work with are like, dude, how long do you think you can keep that up? And I'm like, man, it's fucking wearing me out. It's wearing me out. Finding people on common sense decisions and people that are fucking so hungry for power for no reason, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Well, there's something wrong with America.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that, like, the employees, the guys you've hired,
right,
they think you're the cool, smart one in the company.
Absolutely.
They know it. They fucking know it.
Yes, they do know it. And that's what's frustrating for them, too, because now they're like, well, rise up and fix it. You know what I mean?
You should compel them to unionize.
I should start the union.
You should.
Unions are a bad thing, though, honestly, because I was asking my head grower, Jess, about that, and she's like, well, they started a union where I used to work, and everybody was, like, all gung-ho for it and stuff, and she's like, the union came in, and the rules got tighter,
right?
And you had to give your part to the union. I mean, there was, like, nothing in it for them at the end of the day.
Now, unions have always seemed like it's a concept. It seems okay, and then it seems terrible.
Yes.
At the same time. It's, like,
it's because of the corruption in the union. Right. The union as an ideal, I think, is a great thing. You know, it's still different than minimum wage for a minimum work. You know what I mean? It's really not any different than that. And, you know, get health care and all that shit. But it just, I don't know. It just, the corruption inside of the fucking union itself is what ultimately fucks the union up.
You need to stick it out until the prime point and then sell out and retire.
I don't want to have a heart attack before then.
Be a sloth. Just be a sloth.
I can be a sloth right now.
Okay. Well, I want you to be comfortable and secure as well.
Well, I know. What I really hate doing, to be honest with you, I hate to turn this into a whole thing, but I hate for it to fail. Because it's my idea, right? And the ideas are good, and the fucking name is good, and the place is good. It's just a couple of bad apples fucking the whole thing up.
It's odd. Because it's not like a public company, so you can't just buy out these guys.
Right.
Right?
I mean, I could, but I don't.
But then you just got more headaches and...
Right. You know what I want, ideally, is just somebody to come in and replace these people.
But how do you do that? You can't hire them.
I have a partner, right, another partner, that I have his ear pretty good, I think. But, I mean, that would have to be a last resort. You know what I mean? I almost would rather get out before that, sadly enough. I don't know. I don't know, Rufus. This is weird. 2022 is going to be, the beginning of 2022 could be a little tumultuous for the Double Z.
But the end, I'm going to predict that the end is going to be awesome.
I like it. I would like to say the end. Are you hopefully you're saying the end of January or the end of 2022?
The end of next week.
I like that.
All problems will be solved.
Nice. Beautiful. But you know what? If you don't address the problems, they'll never be solved. And I keep addressing the problem, but the partner guy won't address the problem, right?
Yeah.
Says he does. I'm like, you got to have a talk with her, dude. And so he said he had a talk with her. Nothing changed, right? Maybe she's might be worse than ever. The problem is I don't trust this chick.
Yeah.
You know, and we were supposed to have these same page meetings, right, to try to repair the relationship, I guess. That was my olive branch, by the way.
The fact that you have to have a meeting for that.
So And then I'm like, told my wife, I'm like, I refuse to be alone with her because I don't want her to be like, he sexually harassed me. Right. Mm. Because she's that fucking nuts.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible. Very terrible, Rufus. So that's what I want for 2022 is to get all that shit solved because I can't. If I don't like it there, that's not a good thing.
You know who might have answers for you?
Who's that?
The king of the jungle.
You know what? He might.
He might.
Let me see. Let me see. Sorry to drop heavy on you, Rufus, in this new year. I can tell you're obviously extremely concerned about my well-being.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me take a look. I've been drinking a lot of water.
Knowledge from the king of the jungle.
Up here, before you play that, I gotta take a leak.
All right.
I'm ramping up my water intake.
All right. I'll try to find that spot.
All right.
I'll try to find the spot. So I'm going to turn on some music here for the show, or can you do that? And I'll try to find this spot.
smoking as I open up her mind. Oh, my fingers are smoking and I upload my goods.
Oh,
what's that? Phone number. I got the phone number.
Oh, you do? Does Star 67 still work?
God damn, I have no idea, dude.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I clicked the show that's coming up, and it said, here's the call-in number.
Oh. All right. And you're going to make me call it, I see.
Of course.
You can't, like, we can call it from Inside Block Talk Radio.
You're the pimp of this duo.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
I'm the smarts. You're the courage.
Sure. Well, I don't know.
I don't know that you've done one single prank call on this show.
Well, I can't because you wouldn't be able to hear it.
How could I not hear it? I can hear you right now.
Well, yeah, but I could fake it.
No, you would have to put your phone out and do it like that.
I forgot my phone.
Oh, my God. You won't even call a place and ask them if they have hotel quality soup.
Because I'm sure they would.
You know what's crazy? I bring that up all the time. No one has ever heard of hotel quality soup.
You know you know what's crazy, though? It was at the time as a young buck, and I heard that, I was like, damn.
Yeah,
that's some good soup.
Me, too. And since,
but you're right.
Part with that is I've quoted that, since people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, hotel quality soup. Obviously, that's a very grand quality of soup that should be celebrated.
Who the fuck's eating soup at a hotel?
Why are we not celebrating hotel soups? I was. And people are like, what are you talking about, hotel quality soup?
I've been to fancy-ass fucking hotels. Never have I had or seen or witnessed soup.
What if you were like hobo quality soup? Because, I mean, weren't the hobos kind of known for, like, making soups?
Tin can soup over an open fire.
Yeah, I mean, so wait a minute.
They're soup experts.
What if, like, maybe it doesn't taste so good, but at the time it tasted so good to a hobo, if you could have something that tasted that good to you, that is hobo quality soup. It's whatever you want it to be.
If something tastes so good to you that it's like the first time you've eaten anything in months, that's hobo quality.
Or ever. What do you think?
Or ever.
I'll tell you what. Losing my sense of taste and smell was super fucking off-putting, dude, right?
I'm sure.
So, and I still don't know. This is the crazy part about my smell. My smell's kind of bad, but I get these odd smells of, like, burning, like, cigarette smoke a lot.
Really?
Yes. And I don't feel like, I don't know if I'll ever smell anything the same again. And then I'm like, when I think I got my smell back, I'm like, but is that what it smelled like before? You know what I mean? You don't realize, like, if you're something you take for granted, right? I'm like, maybe this is as good as my smell ever was, and I don't know it. You know what I mean? Maybe
that's right.
I'm just, like, expecting more now that I didn't have it. Or is it not working correctly yet?
Dude, there's no way to fucking know. It's like you're in the Matrix or something.
It is. It sucks.
Wow.
I still get, like, certain things give me this, like, distinct smell. It's still not back 100%. I know that.
That is fucking crazy. And how long ago was this that you had it? April?
My birthday? No. August.
I thought it was
September.
August. I knew it was an A month.
No, you did. Now, that was such a guess. Give me a break.
That's not a guess. It's a good save.
So you never had any of the variants, or have you?
I've had none, no.
So you're ripe for the picking.
I think it's because I take so much vitamin D.
I take 5,000 EUs of vitamin D every night under my sublingual D.
That's your problem. I take 6.
Oh, maybe it is 6.
I take 7.
Maybe it's 10.
I'm the king of the vitamin D.
My brother-in-law, Brian, was getting really bad headaches. He was telling me a while back.
Yeah.
and he went to the doctor. They were getting so bad. And the doctor, they tested his vitamin D. My test had my vitamin D tested, and it was super low. It was 1 point above being deficient, right? So
wow.
My brother-in-law, Brian, had his tested, and he was deficient. And they were having him take 25,000 things of fucking vitamin D a day.
I believe, well, whatever this whole COVID thing broke, I don't know the numbers now, but like everyone in the hospital, 75% of people were vitamin D deficient.
Right.
That was like the main reason why COVID was getting them.
Yeah. I mean, vitamin D deficiency is a fucker, man. I'll tell you. And you know what's funny is people with like darker skin, and I'm not
yeah.
talking about like people from the Mediterranean.
No, you're right. You're right.
Are deficient in yep. vitamin D because their skin has adapted. And if you don't eat enough, no. I mean, you used to get our vitamins from the food we eat, but now you really don't.
Well, I mean, vitamin D comes from the sun, but if you got dark skin, it just repels all that.
Well, he's as dark skinned as you. I mean, it's not like Brian is dark skinned.
I'm not dark skinned. Don't
you remember Brian,
me.
Don't you?
Don't insult me like. Yes.
Brian?
Of course I remember
Brian. Yeah, I was going to say, well, I don't know. Maybe you don't. You were drinking a lot then.
Does he go outdoors?
Yes, he played golf and all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
but he went to the doctor and he told, you know, the doctor's like, you're vitamin D. He's like, well, I go outside and stuff and I get tan. He's like, well, your body, like, because you're, like, I don't know, what do they call the Greek area over there?
The what?
He's like, he's Jewish, so he's part Israeli. They're like, your body just, you know, after years or centuries,
oh, yeah.
gone, body just doesn't break it down. Right.
Damn, that's, but it just, but he's been him forever, and only just now the headaches come up?
It was like 10 years ago, he told me.
Oh, okay.
But, nonetheless.
Very
but, so, yeah, your vitamin D thing is probably right on the money, Fauci. I'm going to start calling you Fauci.
No, please don't, because he's always wrong. And he changes his mind every fucking week.
Rufchi.
Rufchi. That sounds...
Rufchi.
Rufchi. That sounds like a wise sage. Yes,
it does.
Me Rufchi.
Yeah, Dr. Rufchi. Tell us, Dr. Rufchi, because you're like the mixture of an Indian guy and an Italian guy. Of course you're...
Exactly. Take the vitamin D. Take it now. Do it.
Stop. Bad Rufus. Send your hate mail to Rufus at hypersloth.me. Give us one more of those, though. That was pretty good, Dr. Rufchi.
You think the vitamin D, you do it now.
Better the first time.
The first time I remember ever, like, hearing an Indian accent, I worked at that labor hall, right?
Uh-huh.
And of course, next door to the labor hall was a liquor store. And every day after work, I would go and buy a six-pack of Tall Boys. Every fucking day I would buy a six-pack of Tall Boys. And the Indian guy who ran the place, one day he had enough. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm getting a six-pack of Tall Boys. He's like, you should get the case. Just get the case.
Oh, he's trying to buy economically?
He was telling me, like, you're going to save money if you just buy a case. He's like, every day you buy the Tall Boys, you know?
Did you say, well, the deal is, dude, if I buy the case, I drink the case.
Yeah, so I bought a case.
I wonder if we can hunt down a rock and roll guy from Texaco.
Oh, God. How the fuck would you
do
that?
Probably still there.
It might be, or at least a descendant.
25 years ago? 26 years ago now, Rufus? How long has it been?
It's all in the family, man. I guarantee you somebody there knows him or is related to him.
That was a great little store that was.
Yeah, it was.
How often do you think we went there?
Daily?
I don't really remember going anywhere else.
I remember going there in La Posada.
Yes, that's right.
And that's it.
Me too. Going anywhere else.
That's it.
What scene is that?
Or the there was HEB sometimes go get Totino's.
Yeah, but that was like a fluke, right? Did you ever go grocery shopping?
Groceries? What the fuck? Are you kidding?
Never. No. I mean, yeah, definitely Texaco to HEB like 5-1 at
Dude,
least.
Dude, I didn't go grocery shopping until I was in my mid to late 30s.
I just spent $350 at the grocery store on nothing. Did you get yourself a Powerball ticket, Rufus?
I did. Yes.
Did you?
If I why not?
I'm giving you $5 million.
Well, thank you. I'll give you $5 million, too.
All right. It's on tape, dude. Everything you hear on the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour is contractually obligated to be. And if you hear a great idea in here, you cannot use it for yourself. You have to give us part of the money. We will sue you with a cease and desist, or you can just give us money and we will go away. We do not want to run your company that's making our products. End of message. So anyways, folks, follow us into the VIP where Rupert's going to try to call a very special friend.
I'm going to call Zigzag and listen to him talk to King of the Jungle.
King. All right. I'm going to find it, Rufus. My eyes are getting worse. And you know why? Because I'm wearing breathers. Hold on one second. We're going to entertain the folks while I plug in What's her face?
Alexa?
Did you get an Alexa for Christmas?
No, I did not. Did not get an Alexa. You know, your Alexa has not sold me on the Alexa because she drops the ball quite often.
Man, what a fucking bitch you are. The problem is that this Alexa, because I don't have the Alexa app on my phone, I can't hook it up to my Wi-Fi on my computer. I have to go from the Wi-Fi upstairs, which does not get a good signal in my bunker.
And so why haven't you done this?
Because it's worked marginally well.
Marginally is good enough for me.
It seems to me your whole life has been lived marginally, and you're doing just fine.
Shit, at best.
All right, I got to light up some incense real quick here, Rufus.
Go for it. Set the mood.
My wife kind of told me that she could hear smell me smoking weed the other day upstairs.
Oh, no. Does she not approve?
No, she totally approves, but she's more worried about my daughter.
Oh. I get it. That makes sense.
Pretty sure my daughter knows at this point. So she's not naive. But I like the mood. Oh, see, I tried it. It didn't work. Damn
it. It didn't work. What?
What I did was I took two incense sticks, right?
Yes.
And I put one at the very end of the other one, hoping when it burned down this far, it would light up the other incense stick.
Why would that not work?
It did not work. Did not work.
Life is not fair.
I'm actually shocked it didn't work because I was thinking about what a good idea it was when I did it.
Maybe it's a safety precaution they built into them so you don't burn your house down.
No, I don't think they're relatively safe.
No, they're not.
That's what's so fun about them.
Living on the edge and smelling great.
Yes, absolutely. Nog Champa reminds me of Roehampton, so that's what I got.
Awesome.
Can we just, let's tune into the dude or the king real quick just to see what he's doing. Do you mind?
We should. No, why not?
All right.
He's alive now.
That's what I mean. Let's get
up. Should be.
See what up with the King of the Jungle show, Mike. New year, new man. What up? Boom. Oh, I need to share with you, don't I?
Yes, sir.
That's fine. It's just my opinion. But
Disclaimer. He's doing his disclaimer.
It helps some people out there. Like I said, the show is for men. If I can just help one guy.
If I can teach
better,
a guy to beat up his wife for the first time in the new year,
dating,
I'm going to be happy about that.
To turn that ring around.
That pimp ring.
Success. So, first of all, let me just.
He's got pimp, that pimp attitude.
I'd like to.
You do. It's aggressive.
A warning to women and some men.
Just self-confident.
The language that may be obscene.
Yes.
Maybe
grab them by the pussy.
You may just totally.
They deserve it.
say. So
they won. They won them like a bitch. Those are all like great ex-president saying.
Real information.
Still got fucking elected.
That'll be on the penny in 2049.
Might as well just have admitted to fucking rape.
Right? The real insight.
Well, they were at least some kind of assault.
I mean, I treated her like a bitch. I kissed her even though she didn't want me to. I grabbed her by the pussy.
We've all done it.
Guys out there.
In a club or church.
Fine as well. If you want to call in, there is a call-in number.
Oh, shit.
3195-27.
He's talking to you, Zigzag.
771. I welcome anyone to call in. If you have a question, if you have a comment, feel free to call in. And I'm open to hearing anyone that wants to voice their opinions.
Do you think he's ever had a caller?
I don't think there's any fucking way.
Do you think he's ever had a female caller?
No, absolutely not.
I don't know.
2 years.
They come, looking for him.
Female caller?
Oh, my God.
2 years resolutions, per se. Because for me...
Hello, I'm the female caller.
Just be a trans caller.
First, it's something that... tweaking, changing, updating, and trying to improve on every day. Any day, any moment that I realize I need to do something different, that's when I do it. I don't wait till beginning of the year, but since we are in a new year, and that's a great thing, everyone's going to be jumping on the New Year's resolution thing. So I thought,
more misogyny.
A new man for the new year.
That's my New Year's resolution.
More misogyny.
More misogyny.
Points about.
I'm going to be more aggressive toward women.
You should grab people more.
I want to be more of a pimp.
But you know what? That kind of was my resolution a little bit. Was it not?
You should ask him for advice on that very situation.
Over.
Oh, ask him about, like, I'm in a work situation?
Yes.
It requires me to be more aggressive than
When you can
usual?
How do you say about that? Lay out the exact situation you told me about.
Oh, my God. You're so fucking rich.
How would you handle this?
Oh, my God. Dude, he would probably say exactly what you said.
Approach to doing
what did I say?
Fucking her? Was the job created for her?
So let's... go through a few...
Except he then say, you should fuck her.
The man...
And then you're in charge.
That's helped me...
I'm giving you permission to use my story and call the king and ask his advice on that.
Order.
No, I'm too shy. I can't.
That I think...
You can do it.
And
I don't even have my phone.
Can you think you could text him?
Out there,
no, you can't text him.
Why not? So, that'd be the better way to do the show.
Let's start with having supreme confidence.
Uh-oh.
For me, that's
supreme
confidence.
That is the best kind.
Is that like confidence with sour cream and tomato?
Believing in myself.
Yes, it is.
Having belief in yourself, there's not going to be a lot of things that you're going to be able to do in this world at a high level.
High level.
Date a woman, you want to meet women, you have to have supreme confidence. So when you walk up to them, they believe that you believe that
you're
the best man, you're a great man, you're a man that they want to get with, talk to, whatever your goal is with that woman, date that woman, have a relationship with woman. She has to know that you have confidence in yourself, and that's going to be demonstrated in a lot of ways, but having that supreme confidence to walk up to her, not be afraid, not be shy, because in this world, if you don't have
the confidence... To me, it sounds like he's chasing the pussy.
It's
going to
be very, very difficult.
There's a difference between chasing and picking out. Choosing.
Selecting. Choosing. Not chasing. Choosing.
Are you chasing or are you choosing?
Wow, you just rewrote his whole script, brother.
We just did his show better than him in three sentences.
Yes, we did. Nicely done, Rubens. Nicely done.
Are you chasing the pussy or are you choosing the pussy?
I like it.
That you can
man, that's a fucking t-shirt. Type that out.
And
please type it out on the show notes.
In this world.
You know, put an American flag on it.
No, stars and bars.
Probably going to correlate to the amount of success that you have. So if we just focus it on dating, if you don't have the confidence to approach an attractive, sexy, gorgeous woman, she's not going to accept you as being the type of man that she wants. If you're coming in with game, mumbling, stumbling with your words, feeling uncomfortable talking to her, then it's going to be really hard for you to get her to believe in you as well. So you have to go in with supreme confidence, and there's going to be a lot of different things that will help you to build that confidence. So you can't just go in.
But how do you build them, do you think? How does he build that confidence, Rufus?
That's the magic I'm waiting to hear.
Oh, overconfidence, though, he thinks.
The balance.
You have to have the ultimate confidence without being too confident. So then if you're overconfident, you make them arrogant. So you have to have confidence, but it has to be
You have to have a sense of humor.
Where
you are.
But not be too funny.
Right, exactly. Be able to be serious.
So, what do you think he actually does for a living?
One of the most important things that's always helped me in my life, because I've always believed that
he's a moonshiner.
The best
moonshiner.
Tried to do.
Fuck.
But once again, I was never overconfident. Like, I played ball. Played a lot of basketball. I never thought I was.
You think
the best
he played real basketball? You think he like played basketball like at the park?
At the YMCA.
But I was always
a grown ass man.
I think this guy's a used car salesman at one of those dealerships. In the bad part of town,
it's based on your
where they have no credit check, and if you have
right.
If you make $250 a week, you can get a car. I think
the down payment is the price of the car, and everything after that is in profit. And that's how those places operate.
Yeah, exactly.
You are, and how confident you should be with.
All right, dude, we get it. Supreme confidence.
Next thing.
Oh, good. He heard me tell him to wrap it up.
For me, has always been important is being mentally strong. There's nothing that I've ever encountered in my life that I was not mentally capable of dealing with. I think now, in this day and age, we have so many guys, so many men that are so weak-minded. Any little thing they're sensitive about. Sensitive about what other people say. They're sensitive.
Man,
about
I'm listening to this guy right now.
And I'm dumb.
give them her phone number. They're so sensitive about anything that's going on that doesn't work out for them. And the thing about life is that when you're going through life, there's going to be some good, there's going to be some bad. And the thing about the good is that when things are going good, you can't let yourself get too happy, too excited, too high for the good. Because good isn't going to be forever.
That's a guy that really is embracing life. The sad part is, I hear exactly what he's saying.
Hear yourself.
You know what I mean?
You know, what I was thinking is, that's probably the most useful thing he's fucking said in anything we've listened to. That was like, actually kind of,
that is actually
well
true.
Said. Yeah.
And that goes back to overconfidence.
Chase that pussy.
If you over your bounds, you go beyond your capabilities, and your abilities and your talent, when you have that overconfidence, you set yourself up to have bad things happen because you're trying to do too much. So you shoot for the stars, even though you don't necessarily make it, you're shooting for the stratosphere. But
he's losing me, Rufus.
Do things.
I was going to say the same thing. He's losing me now.
To jeopardize the ground that you stand on.
I mean, so, I get it, but we said it like five times.
You're mentally strong. You.
All right. Oh, wait. He was going to drop one more piece of knowledge.
As a man. Some good things are going to happen. Some bad things are going to happen.
Mm.
When bad things happen, you're anticipation of those bad things allows you to accept them, deal with them, and move on to the next moment.
He's reading that.
Day.
He wrote it. It's a script.
And you have to have a strong mental foundation so that you don't crack under the pressure of bad things. You just have to keep building, building, and building.
He's almost getting inspirational.
You're in a ditch.
Almost, but also a little repetitive.
Yeah, his delivery.
One step at a time.
Needs a little wake. Wake, please.
Keep pushing forward. Keep moving on.
All right. You ready to get down and dirty with Alexa, or are you pussing out?
Fuck yeah, dude. This is the only reason I do the show. I mean, yes.
Okay, I got you. Loud and clear, Ropez. Loud and clear. All right, hold on.
I'm going to get aggressive with Alexa.
You should. Alexa. Alexa. Ropez wants to tap that.
What is tap that?
Ooh, she shut down. What up?
Did she even start?
Alexa, play Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Original motion picture soundtrack by various artists on Amazon Music.
Do, 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 do.
Wait, I wanted to play it. Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy. Thanks, Johnny, and welcome, everyone. Today is Saturday, which means it's time for our clues written for teens and families.
That's not the same voice.
Jeopardy or catch up on the clues from this
week. Right,
which do you want?
Teen Jeopardy.
Now it's time for this week's Teen Jeopardy clues. My assistant will take over from here.
No, that was me, M. Bialik.
The first category is plant life.
Jeez.
Daffodil and jonquil belong to a group named for this mythological youth who loves his own reflection.
Easy question.
Again, the category is plant life. Daffodil and jonquil belong to a group named for this mythological youth who loved his own reflection.
Who is Perseus?
Nope. The correct response is who is Narcissus.
Ow!
The next category is Washington, Lincoln, or Obama. The response is one of those three presidents. Receive the patent.
Who is Washington?
The correct response was who is Abraham Lincoln. Our next Jeopardy category is first name. With one T, it's a color. With two T's, it's the first name of actress Johansson.
What is Scarlett?
Nope.
You got it right.
The correct response is what is Scarlett?
Yes.
The next category is combined state abbreviations. The response is the word formed by the postal abbreviations for the given states. Think of a bouquet, Florida plus Oregon plus Alabama. Please give your response, or say I don't know to forfeit.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is combined state abbreviations. Think of a bouquet, Florida plus Oregon plus Alabama.
What is floral?
Give your response, or I can skip this clue.
What is floral?
Jeez,
the category is winter sports. Snowboarders use a U-shaped structure called a half-pipe to perform radical tricks.
What is pipe?
Good job. Your sixth category is 19th century names. In an 1845 autobiography, he wrote, "You have seen how a man was made a slave. You shall see how a slave was made a man."
Who is Aldous Huxley?
Sorry, the correct response was who is Frederick Douglass.
Oh, shit.
Our next category is Disney California Adventure. Explore the Avengers campus and enjoy Web Slingers, an attraction based on this superhero.
Who is Spider-Man?
You're right. Our eighth Jeopardy category is chemistry. When lemon juice is dropped on blue litmus paper, the paper will turn its primary color.
What is blue? No, blue's
Sorry,
not a primary color.
The correct response was what is red. Our next category is striving for an F. The response starts with the letter F. Can I crash for the night on this five-letter mattress with a name from Japanese?
What is futon?
Excellent. The 10th Jeopardy category is a world of food. Steak au poivre is steak that's been covered with coarsely ground with spice before cooking.
What is pepper?
I'll jump in here. Just like on the TV show, you need to respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what
is.
What's
me and Bialik?
You can also say
is that her name?
Skip,
yeah.
I don't know. All right.
It's not Alex anymore.
The category is a world of food. Steak au poivre is steak that's been covered with coarsely ground with spice before cooking.
What is pepper? Pepper. We're losing her. She's doing weird stuff. Oh, Rufus, Rufus, Rufus. I think the king. Look, now it's playing music.
What? Is
that the Dirty Dancing soundtrack?
Oh, my God. What?
Alexa, what is going on? I think Alexa is
having a seizure.
I'm not sure. I think she's what do they call it when a spirit takes you over? Possessed.
Possessed.
Alexa, she's just blinking red. There we go. Jeez Louise. Woo! That was tripping me out, dude. Alexa, continue Jeopardy.
I don't like Blossom doing this. I want Alex back.
No, I want Alex back too. I hope there's a way you can bring him back. I think it's making me not do as good.
I think so too.
I'm being dead serious.
Her voice is annoying.
It's just Alex is just what you're used to.
Surely they can replicate his voice.
I don't even mean for the whole thing. Yeah, surely.
Well, yeah, but for those.
He already said all the stuff he needed to.
For those little inserts.
Yeah.
They can just use sound bites or something.
Oh my God, they were.
From Dominic, I am his iPhone.
What?
What is?
This
what?
My name. Alexa. Play Jeopardy.
Okay, here's Jeopardy.
Welcome back to Jeopardy, player.
Yeah. No.
It looks like you didn't finish your clues. Do you want to resume your game?
Yes.
Let's get back to where you left off.
Today's 10th category is a world of food. Steak au poivre is steak that's been covered with coarsely ground with spice before cooking.
What is pepper?
Remember, please respond
what
in the form
in the
of a
world?
Question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is a world of food. Steak au poivre is steak that's been covered with coarsely ground with spice before cooking.
What is pepper?
Excellent.
Jeez.
The next category is cast described as a magical setting is found in this country.
What is Germany?
Correct.
Thank you, Harold
Our
Becker,
category,
by the way.
TV.
That's not a lie. Thank you, Harold Becker, for that. That's the only reason I know about New Schwanstein.
Awesome.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is streaming TV. Kaley Cuoco played Globetrotting Cassie on this HBO Max comedy thriller.
Yeah.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is streaming TV. Kaley Cuoco played Globetrotting Cassie on this HBO Max comedy thriller.
No idea.
The correct response was, what is the flight attendant?
There's a new Jeopardy event going on right now. To join the weekly event, you'll need to become a premium subscriber.
No.
Do you want to learn more?
No.
Okay, maybe some other time. All right, let's see how you did today.
Like
Not
this.
Bad. You scored 6 out of 12
seven,
today. 7, 7.
You haven't played
yeah, 7.
Yet. Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes. I can't do it with her, Rufus.
I don't like it.
But again, thank you, Harold Becker.
Your first Jeopardy category is classic novels. Johnny references a Robert Frost poem when he tells Ponyboy to stay gold in this novel.
What is The Outsiders?
Excellent. Your second Jeopardy category is mixology. Rearrange the letters in, remotely goo, to get this study of weather.
What is meteorology?
Yes, that's correct. Our third Jeopardy category is business names. AT&T originally stood for American Telephone and this other means of communication.
What is telegraph?
Excellent. Our next Jeopardy category is you stubbed your toe on live TV. Here are some things you can say. Shout the name of this patriotic, single verse song that Irving Berlin composed for Kate Smith in 1938.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is you stubbed your toe on live TV. Shout the name of this patriotic, single verse song that Irving Berlin composed for Kate Smith in 1938. Please give your response, or I can skip this clue. Which would you like?
What is mercy? What in
That's
the world?
Not.
I don't get the question.
The correct response is, what is God Bless America?
Oh, my God.
Our category is Noah.
I was going to say that. Dan
Gray's youngest child, this singer was nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy in 2021.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Noah. Dylan Gray's youngest child, this singer was nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy in 2021.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Noah. Dylan Gray's youngest child, this singer was nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy in 2021.
Who is Noah Cyrus?
Good job. Your category is Arkansas. This Arkansas city doesn't have headquarters of Walmart on its welcome sign, but it would sure be justified in doing so.
Repeat the question. Where is
again,
Walmart's
the category
headquarters?
Is Arkansas.
I can't believe I can't remember.
This Arkansas city doesn't have headquarters of Walmart on its welcome sign, but it would sure be justified in doing so.
Oh, my God. What is Fayetteville?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was, what is Bentonville?
Bentonville.
That's it for the Jeopardy round. Time now for Double Jeopardy.
Jeopardy category is the 4th century. The Codex Sinaiticus, one of the oldest surviving versions of this text, was handwritten in Greek in the 4th century.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is the 4th century. The Codex Sinaiticus, one of the oldest surviving versions of this text, was handwritten in Greek in the 4th century.
What is Greek Bible?
You're right. The next Jeopardy category is geography. This westernmost Canadian province is bordered to the south by Washington, Idaho, and Montana.
Repeat the question.
Again, the
I was saying
geography.
It to you. I was
this
just thinking out loud.
Canadian province is bordered to the south by Washington, Idaho, and Montana.
What is British Columbia?
Yes, that's it. The category is painting. This painter couldn't pay for models in 1889 and 1890, so he used flowers instead, like for sunflowers and irises.
Who is Van Gogh?
Excellent. Our 10th category is wings. Lady Bird Johnson named a garden in the White House East Wing for this first lady, her predecessor.
Who is Jackie Onassis? Kennedy.
Excellent.
Damn,
the next
you're on
category
a roll.
Is musical three initials. Have you ever seen The Rain? This band, CCR for short, wants to know.
Who is Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Correct. Their last category is before and after. The response combines two items that share a common word. For example, Whitney Houston, Texas. A collection of visas or annexes. That's a physical list of a library's contents for patrons to use.
What is credit card catalog?
Correct.
Here's how you're comparing to other Jeopardy players.
Six
little clues and 10 of them correct.
10.
Way to go.
10.
You
that's not bad.
That's excellent. Are
you
kidding?
Want to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Yes. I got to take a leak again. Sorry.
Why wouldn't you say that right before she started? Oh, it's Alex
right
back.
Back.
Our first Jeopardy
Alex
category
was back.
Is Streets of America. Benjamin Franklin did experiments.
You're right.
And Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence along Market Street in this city.
What is Philadelphia?
Yes, that's it. The next Jeopardy
Alexa,
category is
pause
two.
Jeopardy.
See you next time.
I'm going to get something to drink.
You're a saint.
You want me to play some tunage?
Yeah, but let's not let it run. I mean, I'm caught up in Jeopardy.
Okay, I'm not. All right, just go do your thing. Okay, I'm sure that everybody has hung up by now. Way to go, Rufus.
But nobody can listen live anyway. It's the VIP.
Yeah, but they'll probably have tuned out on the podcast by now.
I'm going to upload the fucking eCam audio.
And I want you to put the... all right. So, where were we? Oh, we were playing Jeopardy. Alexa, continue Jeopardy. Rufus is done taking his shit.
Here's Jeopardy.
Welcome back, players.
Oh, no, it's her again.
Why? Why'd they have to do that?
You were in the middle of three from earlier this week.
Please
would
go
you
back
like to
Alex?
Continue where you left off?
Yes.
Let's get back to where you left off.
Man.
Your next Jeopardy category is tools. This Oregon businessman lends his name to a screwdriver that works with screws made standard by GM in the 1930s.
It was Phillips.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is tools. This Oregon businessman lends his name to a screwdriver that works with screws made standard by GM in the 1930s.
Who is Phillips?
Yes. That's it.
Nice.
Our category is ashes to ashes. About 540 million tons of ash fell over 22,000 square miles after the 1980 eruption of this volcano.
What is Mount St. Helens?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. Your fourth Jeopardy category is the C team. The response starts with the letter C. This NFL team spent 55 years in San Diego before returning to Los Angeles in 2016.
What are the Chargers?
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is the C team. This NFL team spent 55 years in San Diego before returning to Los Angeles in 2016.
Who are the Chargers?
You need to respond in the form of a question, starting with who is or what is. You can also say repeat.
You try it.
No.
You try it.
Again, the category is the C team. This NFL team spent 55 years in San Diego before returning to Los Angeles in 2016.
Who are the Chargers?
Correct.
Wow.
The first category is old
aggressive.
Words. Remove the first two
like
letters from a word referring to the day after today to get this word that also meant morning.
What is Omaro?
The correct response is what is Moro.
Moro.
The fifth category is the space program.
We're counting that.
The Apollo 10 lunar module was nicknamed for this comic strip dog, after whom NASA later named a prestigious award.
Who is Pluto?
Sorry, the correct response was who is Snoopy.
Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
Outrageous.
The next category is Asian.
Good grief.
In 1975, North Vietnam captured Saigon and renamed it for this leader, who died 6 years earlier.
Who is Ho Chi Minh?
You're right.
Yes.
Our next category is two-word book titles. Penguin sums up his Tolstoy work as a book about a married, wealthy, well-liked woman who feels her life is empty until she meets Count Vronsky.
Who? What is Anna Karenina?
Excellent.
Whoa!
Today's ninth Jeopardy category
yes,
is my government job.
You were reading when you were skipping school.
2013, Timothy Geithner served as Secretary of his Cabinet Department.
What is the Treasury?
Excellent. The category is you need a vitamin boost. Deficiency of riboflavin, 50 vitamin, is rare, but it can lead to skin disorders and hair loss.
What is B12?
Good job. Mm. Our category is that's bogus. This rhyming word precedes money in a term for counterfeit cash.
What is funny?
Excellent. Our last category is the space program. This category is about television. He spent 7 years working in the office, and in 2020 began working for Space Force as General Mark Arnaird.
Who is John Krasinski? Oh, no.
Steve Correct.
I was going to say that, but that seemed too obvious.
12 clues and 9 correct.
13.
Nice work.
Okay. 10 correct.
How about Wednesday's clues? Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Luck players.
Your first category is the historic White House. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor during his presidency, an emergency shelter was built under the East Wing.
Who is Roosevelt?
Excellent. Your next Jeopardy category is philosophy. Martin Heidegger says, the most fundamental issue of philosophy is why is there something rather than this?
What is nothing?
Not. Yes.
Good job. Our category is 20 questions. In 2013, he was named co-anchor of ABC's 2020. A year later, he took over the desk on World News Tonight.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is 20 questions. In 2013, he was named co-anchor of ABC's 2020. A year later, he took over the desk on World News Tonight.
Who is Scott Pelley?
No, the correct response is who is David Muir. Today's what? Fourth Jeopardy category is a prefix menu. Putting this prefix before cosm identifies something that is a smaller representation of something much larger.
What is micro?
Excellent. The category is celebrity daughters and fathers. It's the last name of Dakota and her father, Don.
What is Fanning?
That's not it. The correct response was what is Johnson. The sixth Jeopardy category is Shake Your Booty. Do this disco dance that Van McCoy helped popularize in a 1975 song.
What is the freak?
Remember, please respond in the form of a question,
chic?
Starting with phrases like who
freak
is
out.
Or what is.
Oh, freak
again,
out.
The category is shape of speech. Do this disco dance that Van McCoy helped popularize in a 1975 song.
What is Shake Your Booty?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was What is the Hustle?
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
The seventh Jeopardy category is American Authors. After writing Invisible Man in the 1950s, he spent the rest of his life trying to complete his second novel, Juneteenth.
This should be you. Repeat the question.
You know, you haven't played
it's
Wednesday's
about comic
clues.
Books.
Would you like to catch up
Who
on those
created
clues?
Superman? Repeat the question.
You know, you haven't played Six. Wednesday's clues.
I don't like
you
her.
You want to catch up on those clues.
Yes.
Players, let's go to work.
Very good.
Our first category is the historic White House.
What?
After the bombing of Pearl Harbor during his presidency, an emergency shelter was built under the East Wing.
Who is Roosevelt? No. That like some Twitter thing. Alexa. She's fading, Rufus.
Good Lord.
Alexa fading. Happy New Year, Google, Skype, whatever the fuck you are. Who owns Skype now?
I don't know. Apparently Alexa does.
Remember when I invented Skype by inventing Pandora for, or not Pandora, what was it? What was the file sharing thing?
Dropbox.
No, the one from like that the guy got in all the trouble. Napster.
Napster, yeah.
When I created Napster with the Internet Love Song.
You did.
I did. I had my cousin listen to it all the way in California on his computer.
I don't know how it's possible, but I think Blossom has made the entire experience worse.
Well, I don't know. We went 10.
I mean, we did good.
Right.
But it was an uphill fucking battle.
I think there's a little testosterone going here, dude.
And
I kind of wanted to get in on that. You know what I'm saying, Chan?
It seems like Alexa has been misbehaving a lot more ever since Blossom took over.
Do you think Blossom likes you to be aggressive in the sack?
I don't even think she's into dudes.
She's married with kids. You know what's crazy is she's actually a neuroscientist.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
It is.
Alexa, play Jeopardy. I like her. I think she's still a good actress.
I don't like her as an Alex.
Welcome back to Jeopardy.
I don't either. I will agree with you there. Now, if we could see some cleavage.
You were in the middle of clues from earlier this week. Do you want to get back to the game?
Yes.
Let's get back to the game.
Yes, let us.
Our first Jeopardy category is the historic White House. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor during his presidency, an emergency shelter was built under the East Wing.
Who is Roosevelt?
Excellent. Second category is philosophy. Martin Heidegger said, the most fundamental issue of philosophy is why is there something rather than this?
What is nothing?
You're right. Our third category is 20 questions. In 2013, he was named co-anchor of ABC's 2020. A year later, he took over the desk on World News Tonight.
Who is David Muir?
Correct. Today's fourth category is a prefix menu. Putting this prefix before cosm identifies something that is a smaller representation of something much larger.
What is micro?
Excellent. Your next category is celebrity daughters and fathers. It's the last name of Dakota and her father, Don.
What is Johnson?
Yes, that's correct. Our next category is Shake Your Booty. Do this disco dance that Van McCoy helped popularize in a 1975 song.
What is The Hustle?
Excellent.
That's
fast
it for the Jeopardy round.
Fast learners.
Time now for Double Jeopardy.
Your seventh Jeopardy category is American Authors. After writing Invisible Man in the 1950s, he spent the rest of his life trying to complete his second novel, Juneteenth.
Who is Bela Lugosi?
Sorry, the correct response was who is Ralph Ellison. The eighth Jeopardy category is science. It's the lightest of the noble gases.
What is helium?
Excellent. Our ninth Jeopardy category is countries by division. Lucerne and Bern are two of this European country's cantons.
What is France?
Austria,
that's not
right?
It. The correct response was what is Switzerland?
Or Switzerland.
The 10th category is
I've
Iowa.
Been in Bern, believe it or not.
On February 7th, 2021, Sarah Thomas became the first woman to officiate this sporting event.
What is football?
No. The correct response was what is the Super Bowl?
Oh, what? Wait a minute.
Staying opposite yourself.
Yeah.
On his Fox sitcom in the 90s, he played the title character and many side characters like Dragonfly Jones, Jerome, and Shanae.
Who is Jamie Foxx?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was who is Martin Lawrence. Your final category is speak like a French Canadian.
No.
At the end of a meal, your server may bring you facture. It's in English. Want to go halfsies?
Repeat the question.
They don't look alike to you.
Yes, right. That's why I said that.
At the end of a meal, your server may bring you facture. It's in English. Want to go halfsies?
What is the check?
You're right.
All right, let's see how you did on this bet.
We are horrible.
You scored 8 out of 12.
Oh,
points.
8?
We still
nine,
have clues from
nine.
Thursday to play. Do you want to catch up
ten,
on your clues?
You ask me. Yes.
Here are your clues.
Our first category is New Year's Rockin' Eve. After an infamous performance in 2016, she returned the next year, this time singing Vision of Love and Hero.
Repeat the question. Repeat the question. What do you got in your hand?
A little book that came
with it. This category is New Year's Rockin' Eve. After an infamous performance in 2016, she returned the next year, this time singing Vision of Love and Hero.
Who is Madonna?
Fonz. Or say I don't know to forfeit. Which would you like?
Who is Demi Lovato?
Sorry. The correct response was who is Mariah Carey?
No.
Your next category is facts and figures. This shown state imports the most fireworks annually.
What is Missouri?
Yes, that's it. Our category is world islands. Canada's second largest island, named for this queen, appropriately features Prince Albert Peninsula.
What is Elizabeth?
Gloria. Our category is pants. Skinny jeans can also be named for this writing implement, like a slim-fitting skirt with a straight cut.
What is a crop?
That's not
getting
it.
Destroyed.
The correct response is what is pencil?
Pencil.
Our fifth category is drawing. On this kid's show, Steve whipped out his handy-dandy notebook to draw the hints he found.
What is Blue's Clues?
Yes, that's
damn
correct. Your next Jeopardy category is A blank. The response starts with the letter A. Yom Kippur is also known as the day of this. Say I don't know to forfeit. Which would you like?
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is A blank. Yom Kippur is also known as the day of this.
What is Ascension?
That's not it. The correct response was what is Atonement?
Oh.
That's it for the Jeopardy round. Time now for Double Jeopardy.
That was hard.
Your next category is Quick History. This largest Roman chariot racing stadium was one of the biggest sports arenas ever built.
What is the Colosseum?
Response was what is the Circus Maximus? Your eighth Jeopardy category is Global Lit. Two books about the same traditional Japanese role are This Person, A Life, and Memoirs of Us, This Person.
Repeat the question. What in the world? Repeat.
Again, the category is Global Lit. Two books about the same traditional Japanese role are This Person, A Life, and memoirs of us, this person.
What is this, fisherman?
No, the correct response is what is geisha.
Oh,
the next
God.
Category is word of mouth. This part of the mouth is covered in little bumps called lingual papillae.
What is the tongue?
Sorry, the correct response was what is the tongue. Our next Jeopardy category is the first African-American. The first African-American Grammy winner was this jazz singer, the First Lady of Song, who won in 1958.
Who was Billie Holiday?
Remember, please respond
yes,
in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is the first African-American. The first African-American Grammy winner was this jazz singer, the First Lady of Song, who won in 1958.
Who is Billie Holiday?
Whoa.
No, the correct response was who is Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, shit.
The next category is movie landmarks. At the end of Planet of the Apes, Taylor is talking about this New York City landmark when he shouts, "You maniac, you blew it up."
What is the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, that's correct. The final category is female main words. A bristle ending in a hook or a bitingly critical remark.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is female main words. A bristle ending in a hook or a bitingly critical remark.
Please
give your response or say I don't know to forfeit. Which would you like?
What is a jab? What?
Sorry, the correct response was what is barb.
All right,
oh
let's see how
God.
You did on this bet. Shucks.
You got 3 out of 4 clues today.
You missed the
Shut
clues yesterday. Do you want
you
to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Good
I couldn't
luck.
Understand half the questions, honestly. I couldn't understand what she was
Jeopardy
trying to get
category
at.
Is the 21st century. In 2003, a group of men toppled a statue of his leader in Baghdad's Fardo Square.
Who was Saddam Hussein?
You're right. The next category is TV talk. This NBC sitcom gave us regifting, the word for giving a gift that was received as a gift.
What is Seinfeld?
Yes, that's it. Your category is this and that. It's the lowest 2-digit prime number.
What is 2? No, that's a 1-digit number.
3.
No, the correct response is what is 11. Our next Jeopardy category is verbs. The response is a verb with the letters URB in order. To make a murmuring noise.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is verbs. To make a murmuring noise.
What is burble?
What is blurb?
Correct. The category is the toaster.
Whatever.
The toast of Argentina can be topped with dulce de leche, a confection whose name translates to sweet of this beverage.
What is milk?
Good job. Our category is New York set fiction. The 50th anniversary edition of this Mario Puzo novel about a New York crime family comes with an introduction by Francis Ford Coppola.
What is The Godfather?
That's it for the Jeopardy round. Time now for Double Jeopardy.
Our category is directional geography. Fill in the blank with the correct place name. The city that's been called the center and the visible symbol of the Los Angeles LGBTQ community, West Blank.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is directional geography. The city that's been called the center and the visible symbol of the Los Angeles LGBTQ community, West Blank.
What is Hollywood?
Correct.
Yes.
Your
eighth
category is this year Loki Day. Loki palled around with Odin and this god of thunder, sometimes helping them out and sometimes causing problems.
Who is Thor?
Good job.
Nice.
Our category is plants and animals. Before it was associated with Hogwarts, Dumbledore was a British word, meaning this flying, buzzing insect.
What is mosquito?
Bee.
The correct response was what is a bumblebee? The next Jeopardy category is modern folk heroes.
Oh, you're all, bro.
Because he did crimes wearing no shoes, Colton Harris Moore was given the alliterative nickname for this bandit.
Repeat the question.
Again,
I'm guessing it's shoeless.
Because he did crimes wearing no shoes, Colton Harris Moore was given the alliterative nickname for this bandit.
The what is the barefoot bandit?
Yes, that's it. The category is poetry and motion pictures. In this film set in a mental hospital, Angelina Jolie's character recites Dorothy Parker's poem, Resume.
What is 28 days?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is girl? Interrupted. The final category is anything double letters. This salad of greens, bacon, chicken breast, and hard-boiled eggs, among other ingredients, is named for restaurateur Bob.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is ends in double letters.
Cobb salad,
salad,
right?
Of greens, bacon, chicken breast, and hard-boiled eggs, among other ingredients, is named for restaurateur Bob.
What is Cobb?
You're right.
Here is how you're comparing to other Jeopardy players.
A solid showing today. 9 correct out of 12.
You got one right.
You've already played all the clues this week, but you can play them again.
You last played the clues from Friday. Which day would you like to replay?
What? It's shorter than today.
You can only play previous clues from the current week.
No, I've been keeping track.
From Friday.
Oh, wow. I thought we had more.
Which day would you like to replay?
We're not should we replay, was it Wednesday?
Replay it? Why?
Which day would you like to replay?
Well, you only got three right. What day did we get right? Three
you can
right.
Only play previous.
Well, yeah, but if we replay it now, we'll know it.
I just want to see if we can get them right, if we can remember.
Which day would you like to
we got four right because it was right, one right. That we missed one.
What day?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Week. You last played the clues from Friday. Which day would you like to replay?
Thursday.
Luck players.
Yeah, fucker. Let's get them.
Our first Jeopardy category is the 21st century. In 2003, a group of men toppled a statue of this leader in Baghdad's Fardo Square.
Who was Saddam Hussein?
Yes,
that's correct. The second Jeopardy category
I'm afraid
is
I don't remember any other ones.
This NBC sitcom gave us regifting, the word for giving a gift that was received.
You were on a roll
gift.
At this point.
What is Seinfeld?
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what
one,
is.
Two,
again, the category
three.
Is TV talk. This NBC sitcom gave us regifting, the word for giving a gift that was received as a gift.
What is Seinfeld?
Correct.
Nice.
The third category is
you need to talk like out of your throat.
It's the lowest two-digit prime number.
What is 11? We get that.
Yes, that's correct. Today's fourth category is verbs. Sponge is a verb with the letters U-R-E.
We don't even, is
in
it blurb?
To make a murmur.
We said different things and got it right.
What is blurb?
No, the correct response is what is burble.
Is burble?
So
you got it, so keep it, you got it.
The taste of Argentina can be topped with dulce de leche, a confection whose name translates to sweet of this beverage.
What is milk?
Yeah,
I feel like we got a lot
correct.
More right.
Your fifth category is New York set fiction. The 50th anniversary edition of this Mario Puzo novel about a New York crime family comes with an introduction by Francis.
You gave us the wrong day. What is
no, it's the right day.
Excellent.
Because we've already answered more than four right.
Your category is directional geography. Fill in the blank with the correct place name. The
we did, yeah.
It's called the center and the visible symbol of the Los Angeles LGBT.
Yeah, UK. I think Wednesday was the day that we only got four right.
No,
but
I got it right here.
Hollywood.
Oh, you can't see it.
No, but there's no way. Look, we got all these right before. You got
I think it fucked up. I've been tracking it since Monday. We did the Teen Jeopardy, and I tracked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I know, but I'm saying that, oh, you're saying that it's not playing Thursday's show. It's playing a different day.
I'm saying it didn't calculate the tally right at the end of this one.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is it's your Loki day.
Yeah, because you got this one right.
I think this is Friday.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's playing Friday again.
And sometimes causing problems.
Who is Thor? Noni, something happened. Something happened.
Yeah, this is Friday.
Plants and animals. Before it was associated with...
All right, Alexa, stop. Shut it. Shutting it down. She pissed me
off. We still did good, though. I mean, we did better than last.
I don't know. That four in there is pretty ugly. What's an average? What's our average?
Average is 8.6 for this round. For this round, 8.6. Last episode, the average was 6.6. So we improved.
Boo, but the week before we ruled, did we not?
Week before was 9.
Yeah.
And that was the best week in what a few weeks, yeah.
Well, we redeemed ourselves tonight. I think we did pretty good.
I think so, except for that one round where they cheated by having questions nobody on earth could fucking answer.
That makes sense. Well, Rufus, here's to a new season, season 5 of the Hypersloth Happy Hour. Thanks for staying with me. And I think you're right, dude. I think we probably did know each other in another life, I have a feeling.
I think we must have. Look, I just want to say, before we get off the Jeopardy thing,
yes.
The highlight of the entire fucking thing is when you were just like, what is the Greek Bible?
Yeah.
I was like, you're correct. I was like,
I still can't believe that.
You just made that shit up and it worked. That was so awesome.
If you ask with a little bit of humility, she likes to throw you a bone once in a while.
That's true. Don't be such a king of the jungle.
That's just right. Exactly.
Be humble.
Don't be overconfident because then you come across arrogant.
Don't be too aggressive.
Truth right. From the king with 2 G's.
Truth. T-R-U-F.
All right, Rubens. Well, thanks for joining me on the Hypersloth Happy Hour. It's season 387. Was it 387?
It's season 5, episode 387, yeah.
2020. You know what? We need to go back to, like, early version of the being in the pandemic when we were like, what do you think it lasts, 6 months?
We should. We totally should.
And see what we were saying about the pandemic 2 years ago.
I agree. We should, and we should comment on it on the next show.
Yes, we should. Well, no, we should listen to it on the next show and then comment while we're listening to it.
That's what I meant, like live. Like
okay.
Live.
Let's do it. Are we bringing it back to a Tuesday and Thursday show? Or for now, are we just continuing Saturday shows?
Let's keep it like this for, I don't know, I'm itching to.
I know. I mean, I will let you know this week I might have to have a show because the show to me is like a rehab session or a therapy session.
We can do emergency shows. That's fine.
All right, Rubens. Until next time, happy 2022, my brother. Here's to a fucking sloth-rific year.
Yes, sir.
Play the music. Play the music. Is it the Mission Impossible theme song? Is that our exit music? Oh, no, it kicked us off.
I know. I was trying to play the exit music.
What?
Son of a bitch.
All right, Rubens, until next time, brother. Out, outie.
Out.